I did what every dad does. You roll up your sleeves, you go to work, you find a way to make it happen, and you just try your best.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's up, everybody? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast and online. I'm very happy to have the one and only Rob Riggle. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Rob. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to chatting with you about the movie War with Grandpa. I loved it. It's definitely a family-friendly movie. Definitely something that we need. We're going to talk about that first, and we'll get into fatherhood as well. Congrats on this movie. Of course, everything you do, I'm a big fan of yours. It has a great cast. Robert De Niro, Uma Thurman, Oakes Fegley's in this, who's the main star. There is a lot of heart and humor into this. You play Oakes' dad, Arthur Decker, and Robert De Niro's son-in-law. You had some fantastically funny scenes with the great Robert De Niro. Talk about working with him on some of those scenes, man.
I don't know. It's so cool to be able to work with an iconic actor like Robert De Niro. It's almost surreal at times because you find yourself in a scene and you're like, I'm doing a scene right now with Robert De Niro and Uma Thurman. Is this really happening? And it is. And so it's really cool. And he couldn't have been more gracious. Everybody on set couldn't have been more gracious. I think that helps obviously a lot, but it's that thing too, where I think everybody showed up to make a fun family comedy. And I think we did.
Nice. And I got to ask you, do you look at cookies differently now?
Probably. Yes. There's probably some deep level.
And of course, you being a dad, of course, in real life, the movie is a great way for families to see the importance of generations in a family. I remember, you know, now as a dad, like sometimes we'd have that like lineup, be like, oh, it's grandpa's birthday. Let's, you know, everybody get on the phone. This is when, you know, phones were attached to the wall. And like, I was the youngest, so I was the third in line, right? Wishing my grandpa or grandma a happy birthday. This has so many great lessons about the importance of learning from each generation. And there are lessons in this movie that I think adults still need to learn. What do you hope people take away from this film?
That's a, you know, I think there's so many things to take away. So I hope people find something that they connect with, whether it's a deeper message or whether it's just a big laugh. Probably communication. I think you were seeing more multi-generational households. And I think I hope young people will be more curious about the older people in their lives and their families. I would hope young people would go ask questions of their grandparents, because their grandparents and their parents have great stories and can share things with you that will blow your mind. And you'll be so surprised, so pleasantly surprised to hear all these stories. You'll be so much more connected to them when you hear their stories. But I think so often nobody drills down with the older folks. You gotta drill down. Don't let them answer with yes or no. Make them tell you a story.
Yeah, so true. And of course, you're a hilarious guy with great timing, great wit. Of course, in this business, you gotta have that, right? And I know when you guys are filming this, you guys are doing a job. It's not all fun. People think like, oh, you know, they see the bloopers, they're like, it must be like crazy on the set. But I gotta ask, like, of course, Robert De Niro, with Cheech Marin, Christopher Walken, all these great guys, was it hard for you to not crack up on set during the film? Because like, did one character kind of like stand out and like, okay, I gotta bite my lip for this guy or this woman?
Always. I mean, they're all heavyweight hitters. So yeah, there was multiple times when, but I was very good about that, because I'm not gonna be the guy who blows a take with laughter. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if I had to stab myself in the leg, I wasn't going to laugh to break or to ruin a take. No way on earth I was going to screw it up. But honestly, I could listen to Christopher Walken read a phone book, because he's not even trying. And it's the best Christopher Walken I ever heard in my life. It's so fun. His just listening to him just tell a simple story. I remember standing by Craft Services and getting a coffee and him just, you know, sitting there talking to him about traffic that morning, getting to set. And it was so pleasing. It was just, I could listen to that all day.
Love it. Being an actor and trying to find that role, right? And of course you are a dad and you're playing a dad in this film. And I appreciated your character for his job was kind of like, all right, he's paying the mortgage. He's making sure that he's taking care of his family. There were some jabs about like, follow your passions and all that. Right. And you were in the military. So thank you very much for your service. And then you got into this entertainment career. So different jobs, different parts of your life have gone in different directions, but did you put any of yourself as a real dad and someone that was, you know, trying to make his way in the entertainment field over the military and like put that into Arthur when you're making this movie? Is there any part of you in real life that is in Arthur?
Well, you know, obviously I identify as a dad. I identify as a, as a peacemaker. I think dads, you know, tend to do that. I think, you know, there's obviously exceptions to everything. And then, and there's actually probably cases where that's the opposite of the case. In my world, in real life, I tend to be a peacemaker between any potential warring factions within the family. I think Arthur was definitely cast into that, trying to be a peacemaker. And there's a lot of people have a lot. He's trying to make his wife happy, not always working. Trying to make his father-in-law happy, never going to happen. Trying to make the kids happy, never going to happen. You know, so it's that thing where, you know, I can identify with this guy. And he also has his own dreams and ambitions and passions. And I thought Arthur was maybe a little more bumbling and a little more passive than I am in real life. I'm much more intentional about how I approach everything, probably a little brighter than Arthur. You know, the role is the role and the character is the character. So you got to play him how you got to play him. But,
and again, you did a great job. I thought you were that, you know, just one of those great pieces to the puzzle that completed the movie. And War with Grandpa is going to be out on October 9th. And of course, put up links on where people can check out that film. And of course, like Art of Fatherhood podcast, I want to get your side of fatherhood. When you found out you're going to be a dad for the first time, Rob, what was going through your minds?
Thrilled, honestly thrilled, because it was intentional. We wanted to do this. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful feeling. All the feelings that you would imagine: anxiety, a little bit of fear, but also a little bit of excitement, prayers for a healthy child, all those things. At the time, my first child, you know, it was a very, very stressful time. I was just about to get on Saturday Night Live. I think I had just gotten on it. Let me think. When did that happen? No, I had in April, and I got on in September. So I had about a 4-month-old, maybe a 5-month-old when I got on SNL. It was tough. It was a financial struggle. But nothing lights a fire under your butt than pressure. I did what every dad does. You roll up your sleeves, you go to work, you find a way to make it happen, and you just try your best. And that's what I did. And so, yeah, but as far as having a kid, it was very exciting. And then the second child, same thing. I was thrilled to death that it worked again.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. And, you know, you mentioned that, like, you know, roll up your sleeves, getting the job done. Of course, like I said, being in the military and, of course, your career in the entertainment world and everything that you touch, you do it really well. So talk about some of the core values that you're looking to instill into your children as they're growing up.
I think it's one of those things where you got to somehow teach them resiliency, because we live in who knows what we live in now. I don't know what kind of world we live in now, but for a long time, you know, we've been living in abundance as a nation. And the great majority, I think, are living in abundance where you have cell phones and food is not a problem. And like these things, you've got to create some resiliency. You've got to create a work ethic. You've got to create some self-discipline. You got to good manners. You know, good manners are so key, because it seems like it's a lost thing. And you want to teach them all right away. And the truth is you have to make them aware, and then they have to learn it themselves. They have to know right from wrong. You know, take care of the basics.
Give them the basics, and hopefully they'll take that and go even further. Two more questions before I finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. We're always trying to teach our kids values, like I said, and we feel like we got the answers. But no, we don't. We don't always have the answer. So what is something that your children have taught you about yourself?
The value of patience. I was very driven and very task oriented and mission accomplishment. Drive hard, move, move, go, go, go. And truth is, you know, life doesn't always match up with my pace or my vision. So you have to be patient and you have to be kind. Sometimes I, especially after I left the Marine Corps, I still talk to people like they were in the Marines. And guess what? not everybody's a Marine. And so you can't talk to them like that. And so I had to learn a lot about patience and kindness and tonality of my voice. all lessons I needed to learn, for sure. And I'm so grateful that I learned that. And I learned that by trying to teach my kids.
Love it. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to new dads? Listen to this.
To new dads, I would just say, if at all possible, and it's not a lot of the time, And I empathize with that greatly. But if it is possible, try to be present. Mm. And you don't have to be doing anything necessarily. You don't have to be dazzling. You don't have to be doing cartwheels. You don't have to be super dad. But if you're around, it's going to have a big impact, even just the small stuff, because your children are observing you. And so let's say you go to the hardware store and, you know, they're watching you as you interact with the clerk, with yes. other customers, and they're watching you and they're observing you. And if you're present around them and you're setting a good example, they're going to learn so much from that. And you're not even trying to teach. You're not even trying to do anything. But if you just set the good example, you'll be amazed at how much they will soak up. Be present and be a good example.
Love that, man. Yeah, you can walk, you can talk the talk, but if you ain't walking the walk, they're not going to follow your lead. I love that. Now we got the Fatherhood Quick Five. Of course, besides War with Grandpa, because that's going to be everybody's favorite family movie. What is another favorite family movie you guys like to watch together in your household?
Oh, man. We, you know, it's specific to holidays, but we love Elf. We love A Wonderful World. This movie is going to be, I think, a family classic because you know, grandparents down to smallest child, you can have the whole family watching this one. You don't have to be afraid.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, and again, this is like Art of Fatherhood approved, because this movie is just teaches a lot of cool things and has a great moral compass and all that. I love that. Favorite family song, or is there an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
Oh, my kids didn't have a choice. it was Journey. And
that's awesome.
You know, I'm not saying that's age appropriate, but I'm just telling you what they've been listening to their whole lives.
Love it. I know everyone's kind of social distancing, but describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Someplace where we have to do stuff together, up in Wyoming or Idaho or Montana, where you know, Yellowstone, where you go hiking together, or in Zion, or you have to go whitewater rafting together, or you can go biking or go to the pool together, or just so long as you're together, you know, you can be doing whatever. And even if you do things separately, the vacation every day and night's got to include at least meals together, maybe, you know, playing cards at night. I always like that too. I like playing cards with my family. I like doing charades with my family, because you get to really bring out people's personalities. And you get to hear stories during charades or cards.
Yeah, I taught my kids poker. They taught me this card game called Golf, and it's fantastic.
I play golf all the time with my kids. Love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah. This is going to maybe hurt the answer, because I'm a Niners fan. Favorite Kansas City sports moment, Royals winning the World Series or Chiefs winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, my gosh. It's a tie, but probably, you know, with a little lean to the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, because it's only happened once in my lifetime. So that was pretty special. Yeah, that was super. That was amazing. It had been such a long, I didn't even know what I was going to feel or experience, because it never happened to me. Yeah. So it was really cool.
Nice. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad.
Oh gosh. Funny. Well, let me take that back. Joyful and loyal, available.
Nice. Great three words right there. People, make sure you follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Regal. And make sure you check out War with Grandpa on October 19th, wherever movies are distributed. Of course, we'll put up links on where you can check it out. I had the chance to check out the movie. I really loved it. And I know you're a very busy guy, but I really appreciate the time to chat with you. And I love your insight in fatherhood. And congratulations on this movie and continued success in the future, sir.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate talking to you.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.